Hello there, and thanks for joining me with the Psychology Report today. It was good to be able to talk with you and to consider a very important topic. And that is the question, will your marriage last? Will 15 years from today, will you still be married? We have a quality marriage. We have a marriage that will not only last, but will thrive. Not just survive. John Gottman, a marriage researcher, basically does some marriage counseling, but he basically is a researcher on the topic of marriage, has done some interesting research that is important for us to be aware of and to know about and to utilize in our own relationships. So we're going to take a look at John Gottman, University of Washington, where he operates from, and runs a lab there in the area of marriage research. He did a study and was able to predict at a 95% accuracy rate the couples that will be married 15 years later as compared to those couples that would not be married 15 years later. And we did a very interesting study, and how he measured this was this. He gave a topic to a couple to talk about, and then he videotaped their conversation and watched for certain cues or certain signs as they talked together while being videotaped. Now, this study goes back quite a few years, but it still is a very definite finding. But as they talked, he also measured heart rate, skin temperature, and other physical particulars related to conversation. He noted how they expressed admiration, anger, sadness, whining, and how they each interacted during this conversation that they had, you know, together. Now, the conversation didn't go very long, actually, but he could tell that within an hour of listening to a couple, whether he would predict their marriage lasting for the next 15 years or not. So what he found was this, that there were two kinds of emotions that were expressed in the conversation. He calls what he has one emotion, which he calls the positive emotion, and the other one the negative emotion, in the nature of their conversation. But he counted them. This is what's important. Not just that you have negative emotions expressed and positive emotions expressed, but it's the ratio that these two were expressed in. So when he counted them, he actually found this, that for a marriage to thrive and to be survive 15 years, the positive emotions that they expressed in an hour conversation outweighed the negative emotions expressed in that conversation 5 to 1. 5 to 1. In other words, successful marriages, marriages that thrive, live on the positive emotions being expressed, at least 5 of them to every 1 negative emotion being expressed. There are other researchers along who have done the similar kind of thing. In one study, the emphasis was found to be a 9 to 1 ratio, but Gottman's work was 5 to 1 and the other one was 9 to 1, giving the same basic result, that we must, in our conversation together as a couple, have many, many, many more positive emotions expressed to each other than negative. We can take negatives, but it's got to be balanced with the positive emotions of at least 5 to 1. Now, this is a kind of an interesting piece of study, because you know, we don't usually count how many times we speak to our spouse and note whether that's a positive or a negative statement. But Gottman did in his research, and he was there very articulately, very able, in a very detailed way, to measure the way that we speak to each other. It wasn't necessarily that one would speak more or less, but it was the how one expressed. So what he then went on to say is that there are couples that live with what he calls a negative sentiment override, and there are couples that live with a positive sentiment override. Now, what does that mean is this? That if you, in your marriage, express a lot more positive than negative emotions, you are in a positive override, which means that your marriage can survive and can tolerate and can handle negative events that happen in your marriage and negative statements that take place in a marriage. If you're in an override, in other words, you build a tolerance, you build a strength in the marriage because you're in an override situation. You have many, many, many more positives to each negative. But on the other hand, if your marriage is in a negative sentiment override, which means you're in a down, you're down. That means every negative statement, every negative intuition, every negative remark, every negative glance will come across like a Mack truck, will come across like it's the end of the world. There is no tolerance. There is no ability to handle an additional negative wrong or negative remark or negative comment or negative event that happens in your life. In other words, you're skating on thin ice, and there is very little that's going to hold you up because you're in a negative override. And if you keep the negatives going, that marriage will just crumble. The relationship will crumble. The people involved will crumble under the power and the force of the negative comments and the negative remarks when there's a negative sentiment override. So what you want to do in your marriage, obviously, is to build a bank account of positive remarks, positive comments, positive expressions, positive events, positive feelings, positive interactions that you've had. You build these positive ones to handle any negative ones that come along. So it's like a bank account. You want to build the bank account on the positive sentiments. You certainly don't want to get underneath, because then you're going bankrupt, you see. If you have more negatives than positives, you're on the way to bankruptcy. Emotional bankruptcy. So, in your marriage, start counting. Start counting. Are you in a positive sentiment override or in a negative sentiment override? You need to be in the positive one. You need to have at least, on a day-to-day basis, hour-to-hour basis, 5 positive statements, comments, expressions, events to every negative one that occurs. Now, if you can have more than that, 6, 7, 8, 9, you're very fortunate, and you're on your way to a healthy, healthy relationship long term. Now, Gottman goes on one more research study that he brought together into this topic. And he calls what he calls the 4 emotions, the 4 horsemen of a marriage, the worst relationship killers, the ones that kill us, the ones that just do us in our relationship. What are the ones that will hurt? What are the ones that will create that negative sentiment? What are the ones that will make the negatives outweigh the positives? He names 4 horsemen. Number 1, defensiveness. That's when you say, well, yes, but. And you always have to argue, you always have to defend, you always have to tell why and defend whatever you did or whatever it is that you said. There's a defensiveness on your part. So you're always arguing your point of view, defending your point of view, and not listening to your partner's point of view whatsoever. That's one horseman. Yeah, we call them yes buts. Okay, number 2 is stonewalling. That's turning away. That's turning away. Men tend to do that. In other words, you walk away. You just turn away. You just stop talking. You just busy yourself in doing something. You go out to the garage. Stay away from home. Stay away from conversation. Get involved in work. Work more hours. Go play golf. Play golf more days a week. More hours per day. Just stonewall. That is avoid. And turn away from any attempt on the part of your spouse to be interactive and to bring together and to come together and to build those positive emotions. And that will kill a relationship. Stonewalling, just as defensiveness, you know, does it. One is powerful as the other. The third one is what he refers to as contempt. It is trying to put the other person on a lower plane than you. Contempt. I mean, contempt is a very powerful negative reaction that one spouse has to the other. This is when you really have anger that's sarcastic and it's very derogatory and very hurtful and very penetrating in its hurt. Contempt is harmful because it brings about all the negative effects of the body and even creates ill health. Contentment is obviously the objective, but contempt is the thing to avoid because it's a killer. Now, the fourth horseman is what he calls criticism. Condemning a person's character. You know, women tend to do that more than men. The criticism, just being critical. Critical of this, critical of that. Not doing this, not doing that. Not doing it fast enough, not doing it soon enough. Not doing it well enough. Not doing it to one's level of satisfaction. Can't do anything right. Can't please. That's a killer. So these are the four horsemen of a relationship that will kill a relationship sooner than later. Defensiveness, stonewalling, criticism, and contempt. In any relationship that should have the positive emotions being in the override, and the positive statements being in the excess column, that's what a relationship should be. But these, the horsemen, take those away. They steal, you know, from your bank account. They steal the good. They steal the aspects of a relationship that's going to give it strength and give it longevity and give it order and give it quality. Do they? So we have to be careful. So here's the advice, you know, that John Gottman would give any couple. Obviously, count. Count how many times you express positive to negative emotions to your spouse. Count how many times you hear negative emotions as compared to positive emotions. We should be in the plus column. More positive than negative, at least 5 to 1. So be careful on that. And then watch how you are in an overload situation. You should be in an overload or override situation on the positive side. You should have an excess positive statement so that if something comes along that's negative or critical or it's an unpleasant event or unpleasant happening, your marriage can tolerate it, can endure it, can handle it, can process it, and it won't be destructive. But if you're in a negative override situation, you're in trouble, and another negative event could be the one that does you in. So that's the way that he says, watch your marriage, monitor your marriage. And then the last point is, monitor for the four horsemen of a negative relationship. Defensiveness, the stonewalling, turning away, the criticism. That is when you criticize one's character, not just what one did. That's the worst part. If you criticize what somebody did, that's one thing. But when you criticize one's character, you really are doing one in. And then the fourth one is contempt. That is when you really try to put a person down, when you try to make somebody feel the harm and the negative emotions you feel. So, how you doing? How you doing in your marriage? Is your marriage going to thrive and survive and be long-lasting? 15 years from now, where will you be? Well, John Gottman's research can tell you. Talk for 1 hour, and at the end of the hour, analyze how well you talked. We're in a positive override or a negative override, and that will tell you if you're in trouble or not. And boy, take the corrective action. Get into marriage counseling. Talk to somebody. Observe other marriages. Read a book on marriage. Listen to this podcast and all the podcasts in the past that I've done on marriage. Go listen to them. Talk to friends. But do something. Just don't sit there and let your marriage wither away. Okay? Now, nobody wants a marriage to succeed more than children of that marriage. Of course, the couple wants the marriage to succeed. Every husband and wife wants their marriage to succeed. We know that. That's true. But even more so, your children want your marriage to succeed. They have a stake in it. Their life depends on it. Their stability depends on it. Their future depends on it. Their future marriage depends on it. Their career depends on it. All their relationships depend on it. Their school progress and outcome depends on it. Your marriage is no small thing. It isn't whether the two of you get along or not. That's not the big issue. It's important. The big issue is how you affect your children by the quality of your marriage. And if you have a positive override, you'll handle the tough stuff that comes along in your marriage. You'll handle the tough stuff that comes along in your children's lives, as well. No one wants a marriage to succeed more than your children. Do something good for your children. Do something well for your children. Do something lasting for your children. Do something enduring for your children. Do something that's deep into the life of your children. Give them that stability. Give them that feeling of hope and future and just the pride of being part of a family life as they move forward. Hey, good to have you with me today. Thanks for joining me on today's podcast. And go get a book on marriage and read it. If you get my book on parenting, it'll help you there too. It'll help you a lot in your marriage as well. Doctor, Teach Me to Parent. You get that book, it'll help you in your marriage. No doubt about that. And or listen to my television program. It's on every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on CentralValleyTalk.com. And there's a lot of good topics there that will help you in your marriage. You can pick it up on YouTube under my name, Alan Hedberg, on YouTube. So there's a lot of the places you can turn, a lot of things you can do. But most of all, get into counseling with somebody. You got about a 75% chance of turning things around and going for the good if you get into marriage counseling. So go do it. Hey, good to talk to you, and bye for now.